Well, it's 5:27 a.m. Central African time on this beautiful Monday morning. And yes, today is the 12th of Muharram, 1445, which is also the 31st of July, 2023. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved teacher, respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Muharram, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, the narrative and stories, and verses 11, 12, and 13. Now we know that Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, was in the presidential palace, the royal palace, and they kept him there. But now the mother is very, very concerned. Now she is addressing the sister of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. And this is what she tells her own daughter and the sister of Musa, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ. And she, the mother, told the sister. The sister, Musa alayhi salam's sister, meaning her own daughter, قُسِّهِ, that you follow him. But how must you follow him? فَبَصُورَتْ بِهِ أَنْ جُنُوبِ, and you must observe and see everything from a distance. Bu'ud and junub means and bu'udin. From a distance you must see him, that where they're taking him and what is happening. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, but they must not perceive, they must not know that you are following and so forth. And there, when they took Nabi Musa alayhi salam inside the royal palace, presidential palace, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, and we made it unlawful for any one of the ladies to breastfeed him from before. So everybody was trying to breastfeed him, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, but none of them were successful. Then she went as a well-wisher. They did not realize that this is the sister of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. فَقَالَتْ, and she said, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ, must I indicate and show you a household, people of a household? So it shows that a mother will also be the Ahlul Bayt. The wife will also be the Ahlul Bayt. And Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wives are the mothers of this ummah. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. Chapter 33, verse number 6. Therefore, they are definitely part of the Ahlul Bayt, and that is the unanimous belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. هل أدلكم على أهل بيتي يكفلونه, and they will take care of him, they will look after him لكم on your behalf, وهم له ناصحون, and that family, they are well wishers, they give sincere advice, they are very, very sincere, devoted, dedicated. meaning that this was the divine means. Almighty Allah returned Moses to his beloved mother. We informed you before as well that remember that Nabi Musa is her mother. What is her name is all speculation. We cannot say with certainty and certitude that this is her name. فَرَدَدَنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. Hence, we returned him, Musa alayhi salam, to his family. See again family, the mother and the children and whoever else, meaning the others, the sister and whoever. كَيْتَقَرَّأَيْنُهَا. And remember so that the eyes will feel the coolness, will feel that happiness. وَلَا تَحَزَنَا. And she will not be sad and grieving. وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍ. And she must know that the promises of Almighty Allah are 100% the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But majority of the people at that time and even today, they do not know. Not they do not know, they don't want to know. They think that religion and something is irrelevant in their life. Allah forbid. You see 8 billion plus people in the world today, 7 billion plus people rejecting Islam, rejecting Almighty Allah, rejecting Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So that's why we have such chaos and such problems here in this world today. So let us take you now, inshallah, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, to the views, news and interviews nationally, locally and internationally. We see there in Pakistan, big problem happened. 44 people killed and martyred. Remember, this was the Jamiat Ulama Islam, Maulana Fazlur Rahman's party, if you know Pakistan politics. They in the Pakhtun province, they were delivering lectures and campaigning, and then somebody, that's what the media is saying, that somebody came there and suicide bomb and whatever. Obviously, all this must be condemned in the strongest terms. Hundreds of people injured and so forth and so on. Russia says they downed 3 Ukraine drones, and this is the 523 days have passed since the invasion of Russia into Ukraine. And Saudi Arabia says that they want to have the host the peace talks in Jeddah by this weekend. But Russia is not invited. The Ukraine people will be invited and the Western powers will be invited. I think, personally, I haven't read about it, but you know, I think Putin and MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, had a meeting and he told them that why you don't host the meeting and see what they say and so forth. But that is just my own opinion and so forth. Let us go there, you must remember, to the haramis, the jutlas, the real terrorists. So Saudi Arabia says, yes, we can go into talks with Israel, America, for peace and so forth, but there's a big obstacle. The big obstacle is Ben Gvir. Now, can you imagine Saudi Arabia? I told you 100 times, the current government are kuffar, are non-Muslim, and MBS is 100% murtad bin shaitan, you must remember this. Bootlicking the Americans and Israelis. It's not only Ben Gvir that's a problem, Smotrich is a problem, Bibi is a problem, majority of their people are a problem. So how can we ever think of doing this? Every one of you who is a supporter of the rogue, apartheid, Nazi, terrorist regime of Israel, you should hang your heads in shame. Remember that. Look at what happened in last night. You must remember before I slept. And then I said, let me look at the Haaretz before that. And Gideon Levy writes, you must remember about this. Now they are destroying the water wells of the Palestinians. Now the Palestinians, everything these people steal. Now the water that is going towards the Palestinians, the farms, all their orchards and what have you, these haramis, these super terrorists, go and pour cement there inside and so forth. You call these people human beings. I call them worse than barbarians, animals, remember. That Gideon Levy called them subhuman once before. So we have to agree with that. Now all of you, United Nations, United States, United Kingdom, and all you Westerners and you apartheid jutlas and that, must we not name you, shame you, and nail you? Hang your heads in shame, man. This is a war crime. You're depriving people of water and so forth, and you come and tell me you want peace. The only peace you will understand is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That's the only language you understand. Our Taliban, you must remember, they in Afghanistan, in Herat and those places there, they went and confiscated the guitars and the musical instruments and so forth and burnt it and so. So they said that you can't be having these type of musical instruments. Lapid says, this is the opposition leader there in the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. For us, they're all the same. Whether it's Bibi or Lapid or Bennett or whoever, all haramis, all terrorists, all war criminals. So he says that BB and his government must freeze the reforms for the next 18 months. So I ask, what will happen after 18 months? Niger, big problems there. Remember that ECOWAS or whatever their name is have told them that we're giving you 1 week that you must hand over the power back to the president. Remember, Bazoum, in 1 week's time, if you don't, then there'll be sanctions, there'll be military action, and so many other things will happen already from now. But military action will take place after 1 week if they don't hand over power to the civilian president Bazoum. So that is there. And Chad's president Dabi is there also, currently negotiating between the junta and the army and the president and what have you. So big problems in Niger, one of the poorest countries in the world, but America, France, all of them poking their big noses there inside. Now see Zelensky, what he's doing. This is another comedy of errors. So just to spite the Russians, and you Christians should be thinking about this. So Ukraine, remember, Ukraine is part of Russia. So even today is part of Russia, because you must remember they never defined their borders and that with the United Nations. So remember, Ukraine changed the date of Christmas, right? So this year now, 2023, they will be celebrating Christmas on December 25th, like the Americans and British and so forth, not on January the 7th, like the Russians will do and the Orthodox Church does there. And you jutlas, haramis, the whole world is seeing now what haramis and murderers you are, you must remember. Murderers of the prophets and messengers, murderers of the babies and civilians, men and women. So over 100,000, quarter million or what people marched in the past weekend, they're in various places in Israel. So that is what we should remember. But on the other side, in Gaza also, thousands protested against Hamas, because the Hamas leaders are outside and they are like leading lives of, you understand, you know, comfort according to the people. And yet there's a stranglehold by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, the air, the land, the sand, and the sea and the ocean, everything controlled by Israel. So therefore we say occupation is terrorism, and Israel is a terrorist apartheid Nazi regime, and they are the children of Hitler. Nigeria, one province there, complete curfew. So much poverty there, people are stealing the grain and they are breaking into shops and looting and so forth. So big problems in Nigeria there, although they were once upon a time a rich country. Remember Mr. Salama, he is the Minister of Finance there in Lebanon. Today is his last day, 31st of July, and he's resigned today. And 30 years he served this post. Lebanon in deep crisis. Germany and some other countries have summoned and said they want to arrest him for this, Salama. But when he was doing their dirty work, he was okay. But when you speak against them or do against them, then they want to arrest you. So that is what we told you. And remember that Putin, we support you. You're a big harami. You must put them in their places. So Putin says that I am ready to take on NATO. You see? So when Putin says that, he knows he's got his nuclear, he knows he got his submarine, and Sunak and Biden and whole lot will be shaking in their underwear. You must remember that if Putin start unleashing all his things. So again, we appeal to all of you Muslims and people of justice, remember this. You must remember the war crimes committed, and it's written in their own paper. Maybe the word war crime is not used, but the article is written by Gideon Levy about how, you must remember, that the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionists, and they're destroying the water wells, remember, of the Palestinians. So you tell me, are these people there educated people, or they are such people what Quran says? Chapter 59, verse 14, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no brains and so forth. But believe you me, their time is near. They will lose everything. And the world is saying now, in this day and age of digital media, social media, who the real super terrorists are. And the terrorists for the past 7 years, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime, terrorist regime of Israel. 8:30 to 9, inshallah, today we will discuss America, with special focus on Washington and New York, and that will be the interview today between 8:30 and 9. Mozahid and myself, inshallah. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah al-Aziz. 2 to 2:30 will be our report back, very interesting. Our trip to Durban, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept it. And then tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, will be the live Q&A with Mohan Arafat, Hatia and myself, 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah al-Aziz.
I've got a doctor Saab from Durban, Ustad. I don't know which doctor he says, Mufti Saab, we're making dua for Abba Fatima, Ustad.
MashaAllah, make dua, Allah Ta'ala, make everything easy for her. Allah Ta'ala, send grant all of us complete shifa. Amen. And likewise, there are many other people that are ill and sick. Allah Jalla Wala, grant all of them shifa e kamil.
My question is, why do some people send fake news around causing inconvenience? Anonymous, Ustad.
Remember, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us more than 1400 years ago. These are the teaching, preaching of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Kafa bil mar'i kadiba ayyuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a. Is sufficient for a person to be called a liar, that whatever he hears, whatever he just sees and so forth, so he just sends it out without verifying anything. Therefore, it said in English that verify before you amplify and so forth. Or you must tell people that this is unverified news and so forth. So then, but this social media just to keep on forwarding. And then worse is when people forward Islamic messages, do this and you'll get this reward. Do this and you'll get this reward. For Ashura, one person sent a message, take a bath and take a ghusl on the day of Ashura, you will never ever get sick. So what you need all these hospitals for? And take, you must remember, some surma and antimony, and you put in your eyes, and your eyes will never pain. Now all these are fabrications, and people wrote it, but it got nothing to do with Islam. You must remember that. But people just love to send all these type of things here. Not permissible.
I've got, there's a brother by the name of Layton. He says, AK, how is it that the disciples of Jesus all had English names, Matthew, Mark, Luke, etc., but not an Abdul among them? Layton, Ustad.
My brother Layton, don't you know? None of them, you even know their surname. None of them ever met Jesus. Then the whole Bible today has been corrupted and cooked up. So it is not the teaching of Jesus, and therefore I have 5-6 Bibles here by me, and in English I have 3, then I have in Arabic, then I have in Urdu, and so forth. So my brother Layton, you should know, therefore they tell you the King James Version, the one with the red ink. Only that he are the words of Jesus, peace be upon him, who was a prophet and messenger, and not the Son of God, and not divinity himself, and so forth. All that was cooked up, you must remember. You see, you must have a jutla. Jutla means you must have a Jew somewhere, and a corrupt one, you must remember, that is now him. His name was Saul. So Saul saw a dream, and he became Paul, Saint Paul, as they say. So he's no saint and all that, he's Satan, Lucifer. And what he did, he hijacked the whole Christian religion and Bible and what have you. Now, if you look at the Bible today, you will see Jacob wrestling with God. Then you will see Ezekiel, the adulterous sisters. You will see that Lot, L-O-T, committing incest with his daughters. All this part of the Bible, and you're telling me is word of God. So you must say it was, you must remember, revealed by Almighty Allah centuries ago. But what happened? That the clergy, the Pope and the priest came and they corrupted the whole Injil and the Gospel. Like how the rabbis came and they corrupted the whole Torah. So remember that there's all these names are also fictitious names, and none of them are authentic. They don't even know what their full names are, and none of them, you go ask any priest, did they meet Jesus? None of them met Jesus. So therefore you find different narratives and so much contradictions in the Bible. Therefore, my brother Leighton, I say they have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins get confused and their fuses get blown.
I've got a sister Irene. She says, I'm an Afrikaner. And Jaco told me to tune to Radio Ansar to listen to your views, news and interviews. So my question is, AK, why is the flag of Mars similar to the flag of Israel? Irene, Ustad, I'm an Afrikaner, Ustad.
Hey, goeiemôre, my mevrou. Ek praat bietjie Afrikaans ook. Ek is van Heidelberg af, aan die Transvaale, van vandag ons sê Gauteng, Heidelberg. So, my sister Irene, you must remember this, the Jutlas, the Jews are such people, yuhibbuna ay yuhmadu bima lam yaf'alu. They love to be praised for things they haven't done. You must remember that. So whether it is the flag of Mars or whether it's something else and so forth and so on, so they want to take credit for everything. We did this, we did this. You go ask the Israeli politicians today, do you want peace? He'll say 100% we want peace. But the Palestinians don't want peace. They are masters. You must remember, Quran says, layyam bi al-sinatihim, when they speak, they speak with the forked tongue. They will tell you peace, P-E-A-C-E, but every day, every week, every year, they will steal and occupy more land of the Palestinians, and they will steal more pieces, P-I-E-C-E-S. So that is what they do. And because Uncle Sam is there with them, America, and using the veto, because they're always cutting deals with one another, go read about APEC and Israel and America. So that is why they will try and get credit everywhere, although they were not directly involved and so forth.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that what is the Quran? Do people who read it by heart receive forgiveness for bad deeds, Ustad?
Remember that when a person becomes Hafiz of the Noble Quran, it's a great, great achievement. Quran Sharif states, Surah chapter 15, verse 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra, wa inna lahu lahafidun, that verily we, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. We reveal gradually, piecemeal, the reminder, the Quran Sharif. And surely we are the only one that will protect it, preserve it. You see today they burning the Quran in Sweden, and then there in Denmark, and all these haramis who allow it and so forth. And when you tell them they Hitler and they got policies of Hitler, then they want to charge you for hate speech. So why you can't bring a law to prevent all these things? things here. So therefore, the Arab Muslim countries must expel this type of people and their diplomats and politicians and all their consular, you know, in their embassies and so forth. Anyway, you must remember this. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, "Wa inna lahu lahafizun." So we protecting it. So my son, your son, our brother, sister in Islam becomes a hafiz. So Almighty Allah transferred his attribute to that person. But for success, that person must be a Muslim. Non-Muslims also. You get Shias, they become hafiz. So what virtue? They're not even Muslim. You must remember that people who are Christians also, they by heart the Quran. So you go there to Lebanon, the people who write the dictionaries, Al-Mawrid and so forth. I saw this myself there in Lebanon and Beirut. So some of them are hafiz, they are memorized the whole Quran, but they are Muslim. So for them is no reward. And if the person is a Muslim and he doesn't practice on it, so for him also, or he forgot it, then there are major, major consequences. Chapter 20, Surah Taha, and verses 124, 125, 126. Chapter 20, verses 124, 125, 126. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. Whosoever turned away from my Quran, my reminder, then I will make the worldly life constrained and difficult, miserable for him. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. We will resurrect him on the day of justice, blind. قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. Ya Allah, why am I blind today? I could see in this world. Maybe no spectacles also, no contact lenses. See Allah Ta'ala's simultaneous answer. قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها. That you, human being, Muslim, my verses came to you. فَنَسِيْتَهَا. You forgot it. You abandoned it. You neglected it. So now today, this is punishment for you. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Almighty Allah never ever forgets. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. So today, you also will be neglected and abandoned. Get out from here. So therefore, the Hafiz, the Alim, the Mawlana, the Mufti, the Imam, the Sheikh, yesterday I gave a whole talk on this. So we must be attached to the noble Quran and not detached. Inshallah, we will send it out. It was a talk in Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsaab's Majlis in English, and that was for the benefit of the students studying there who are becoming Hafiz. So inshallah, during the course of the day today, we will send it out, inshallah Aziz.
There's a brother says here, good morning sir, welcome back to Josie. Where will your next program be? My friends say I must meet you. I'm from Nigel. My name is also Nigel. Ustad.
Yes, you can meet me. My hometown is Heidelberg. So Heidelberg, you must remember that. So what you must do is this. The next time I will be in Heidelberg in August. I have to go pick up my license and what have you and so forth. So you can meet me in Heidelberg. Or you want, I must meet you in Nigel. You know Babu there. So Babu, the tire expert and the exhaust person there. So there on the People's Made Road. That road is also called Heidelberg Road, I think. In Nigel, so Babu is there, Abdulli is there. You just speak to them and we can then arrange something. And if it is you want to know about Islam or what have you, ahlan wa sahlan, you're welcome, brother.
This one says, Ustad, that does my wife's sister have to make parda from me? She is not a lady in parda as well, Ustad.
Remember that your wife's sister to you and you to her are total strangers. After your wife dies, you can marry her. So it shows, or you divorce her and the iddat is finished, then you can marry her sister, your wife's sister. So it shows you are total strangers to one another, and for you all to sit and eat together, to show, to socialize and chit-chat and all that, absolutely haram and not permissible in Islam.
Sister Bridget says, good morning to you and to the team of Ansar. Moses was 120 years old, right, when he died, AK. Yet his eyesight was clear and he was as strong as ever. How was that possible? Ustad, Bridget, Ustad.
My sister Bridget, before I comment and respond to your question regarding the previous question, one part, the part I didn't answer, so I just thought of it now. You also mentioned that your wife's sister is not in parda. That in itself is a major, major sin, and Allah's curse is on such people. Quran Sharif speaks of it, the noble Quran, chapter 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O you Prophet Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qul li azwajik wa banatik wa nisa'il mu'minin. You address your honorable spouses and wives, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your beloved daughters, four daughters, wa nisa'il mu'minin, and the believing men, their women, so our wives, our daughters, our mothers, sisters, nieces, yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin, they have to wear the hijab, everything, and the niqab, to cover the face and all that. All that is included. Go and read the tafsir. You must remember ma'ariful Quran, or go and read Qurtubi, Tafsir Ibn Kathir, all the classical tafsir and commentaries, you will find it there. And therefore our Ustad Sheikh Sabuni rahimahullah, he wrote Bid'atu Kashfil Wajhi, for a woman to expose the face in front of all and sundry, absolutely haram and not permissible. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La'ana Allahu Nazir wal Manzur ilay, the one that is looking and the one to whom they are looking at, both parties get cursed. The hadith in Ibn Majah and Mishkat Sharif. So you, my sister, regarding people who are 120 years old and so forth, come, I tell you a story, a quick story, my sister. I don't know where he is today. When I was in Newcastle from 81 to 2001 January, so one day, one doctor, I think he's a specialist and so forth, I remember his name, Javeri. And remember Dr. Javeri, Professor Javeri, he is an optician or ophthalmologist or whatever else you want to call him, you must remember. So he came there to, you understand, to the Darul Uloom, the Islamic seminary, as you will call, my sister Bridget. And he saw some of our students, teachers, I myself, wearing spectacles and so forth. So he told us that, you know, that when he studied this, and he studied Africa, he studied the West, he studied in Canada, and he was there, and many places in the West, America, Canada, wherever. Then, when people were eating pure food, halal and tayyiba, that which is lawful, pure and wholesome, they never ever used to wear specs. You say, look at Africa. Just go back 50, 70 years. You hardly found an African wearing spectacles because they were eating that was pure. But once the junk food came in, once all these cold drinks came in, and they made that the culture, now you see so many of them wearing spectacles and so forth. So you, my sister, the easy answer is this. When people eat pure and wholesome and halal and tayyiba, which Quran commands us, and not only Muslims, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, kulu mimma fil ardi halal and tayyiba, you are what you eat, then you will see you won't have problems with your eyes, with your ears, and so forth and so on. But you must remember that now people, majority today, they want to eat the junk food, the fast food, drink so much sugar, fuzzy drinks and dizzy drinks and what have you. So then you are. I give you one example, Sister Bridget, and you'll be very amazed. There is my teacher, I call him my teacher, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah of Port Elizabeth. He is still living. He sleeps only 3-4 hours a day. He works 20 hours a day, even at this old, ripe old age. And he's 85 years old. The man doesn't have sugar. He doesn't have cholesterol. He doesn't wear spectacles and nothing. You must remember why. He fasts every second day, third day. And you must remember, he only consumes that halal and tayyiba, no junk food at all, no all these cold drinks and all that. He says it's not even permissible. So you try it and see, you will live maybe to over 100 years, and if Allah, Almighty Allah wills, and you won't have to wear spectacles, even in this day and this age. So there's nothing surprising.
I've got a listener says that, AK, how powerful was Gaddafi? How was his influence in international politics? Do you know he never ever cursed the Israeli like how you curse us, Hebrew brother, Ustad?
You must remember, whether Gaddafi cursed you or not, Almighty Allah curses you. You are not a chosen nation, you are a harami nation. You are a cursed nation, putting cement in the people who got water and so forth. You call it human beings. Only cursed people do that. Gaddafi, you must remember, built the biggest water plant in Africa. There was no person, there's a pauper there and so forth. But you came, the Westerners and Americans and so forth, because he didn't owe any bank anything and so forth. You all murdered him because he said he will sell the oil free of the meaning in other currencies at discount rate and so forth. Same thing happened with Saddam Hussein. So you and the Americans both are cursed. Remember what your policy is, and you are not cursed by me alone, you are cursed by Almighty Allah. So there we leave it now. Tonight, next up is the 6 o'clock news with Suleiman Esop, and thereafter you must remember the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter you must remember will be Mawla Khalid Yaqub. So 8:30 to 9, inshallah, we discuss America and its foreign policies and so forth. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.